You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A man has been charged with first-degree robbery and aggravated fleeing following an alleged car theft and police chase. Car theft that led to a police chase.
Tell us where, please.
From a cemetery in Kansas City. A cemetery. How do you know you're going to hell? You steal somebody's car from a cemetery.
He was there, the bereaved, to visit the grave of his daughter. Mm. And actually, if you read in a little bit further, Scott, he was there to visit his daughter's grave, the victim.
It was on 435 and 48th Street.
435 and 48th?
Oh, no. That's when police got behind the vehicle. Sorry.
And saw a guy over by his truck. You know, cemeteries are winding roads through the gravestones, right?
Yeah.
So he parked, walked a short distance to his daughter's grave, noticed a little bit later, like heard something, turned around and noticed a guy by his truck, which he thought was odd, and went over and kind of tried to confront him.
Like, if you're trying to take my car
in a cemetery,
no, anywhere, take it.
Well, my point was, if you are such a lowlife that you're going to steal from someone kneeling down at his daughter's grave, you probably have zero scruples or morals. Yeah. And the odds that you're going to get shot stepping in to stop something like that, I think, are because of the location there. Mm-hmm. You're beyond help. You're beyond help at that point.
The jerk's name is Lester Brown Jr. He's been charged with first-degree robbery, aggravated fleeing. He has a bond of $200,000. By the way, he ran during the chase. He rammed the SUV into a concrete barrier. That's how he was stopped. So the car's probably destroyed.
So he's a bad driver, too.
Did you hear this? Officer nearly shoots a student this week playing that senior last standing game. He had a water gun.
It's called Assassins.
Playing Assassins. This time it was in Michigan. A Michigan police officer nearly shot a student playing water gun wars game, according to the local school district. And I guess there's body cameras of this that ABC News got their hands on. It shows an officer investigating a report of an individual dressed in a blue hoodie and sweats that appeared to have a gun. Like, bystanders don't understand that the kids are going around right now playing assassins. So when you see somebody ducked behind a car wearing a hoodie with what looks to be a gun and you don't know, you call 911 and you go, "Hey, see something, say something. There's some idiot over here behind a car and it looks like he's lying in wait to shoot somebody." So police are like, "All right, we're on our way." Kid with a water gun. Superintendent then sent a very strongly worded letter to parents saying, "Knock it off." This is how close that he came, Scott.
No, keep reading.
A student jumped out at the officer,
yes,
whose gun was drawn, and shot his squirt gun, getting the officer wet. Mm-hmm. We are so very thankful that the officer, in spite of it being dark out, was able to determine in that split second the student wasn't a threat. You can hear the individual then apologizing, "Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. And the officer responding, "You are a very lucky guy."
He most certainly is a threat to the overall IQ of mankind. What an idiot.
The message reads from the school, "We are reaching out today. We are very concerned that someone is going to get seriously hurt or worse as seniors engage in the game of water wars following the incident that occurred last night."
Some of the decision making is a little off.
I hated that game.
I'm going to jump out and squirt the police officer.
I hated that game. Can't they make it with something other than a water gun?
Like water balloons or something?
Water balloon somebody. No one is going to see a kid duck behind with a water balloon and go, I'm gonna call 911.
What'd you say, Dan?
Nerf balls.
Anything but a water gun. These stories happen every year in May. Every year.
I know. What do we do? Do the schools, cities ban it?
The schools, they're not going to be able to shut it down because it's such a popular thing. Because at the end,
it's not school sanctioned.
Whoever is at the end of this gets money, Scott. Yeah. Everyone pays $10.
Yep.
Last person standing is like $2,000.
Why
the schools need to say, we're not going to sanction this, but we are going to say knock it off with the water guns. To Dan's point, let's make it about water balloons.
if they want to make some money, just go play dice out back of the 7-Eleven, you know.
Well, yeah, I don't know that they're going to do that.
We're trying to keep them alive,
yeah,
Dan.
I don't know that we're going to do that. Let's just go with the water balloon.
Back of the 7-Eleven.
They want some excitement.
Well, if the schools won't sanction it because you can't play
you
on
can't.
School grounds.
You can't.
So do the cities then have to ban it?
The police departments in the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years have started coming out and reminding everybody to please play safely. If you're going to do this, let the neighbors know. Like, you can't be on private property running through yards. I mean, that is how you get shot.
Are we not allowed to have fun because a few people are idiots?
I think when it involves something that is simulated to be a weapon, the answer is no, Sam. It's not worth it. This was dark. It's dark out. The officer didn't know if this was a real gun.
I remember when my kids were playing Assassin when they were in school.
Oh, it drove me nuts. Scared me to death.
It scared me to death. I told them they were not allowed to play that game after dark.
That is another rule that should be implemented. Water balloons only and not after dark.
Who gets to determine when it's too dark?
Is there a gray area there?
It's called dusk.
Yeah. I mean, I'm safe. 6 p.m. Let's be safe.
913-586-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, especially those of you with kids who are seniors in high school or who recently were and played this game, it's called Senior Assassins. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.